But now we are talking about the Zondo Commission of Inquiry, and yesterday there was some, well, you know, we kind of used to every now and then getting jaw-dropping testimony at the Zondo Commission, and yesterday forensic auditors with PricewaterhouseCoopers, a bloke by the name of Trevor White, was talking about Toshin Pandey, a KwaZulu-Natal businessman who is thought to be politically connected, and how much money he made around all sorts of procurements involving SAPs, and how one of his tactics was to wait until the very, very last minute, and then, you know, then it could be an emergency tender and didn't go have to go out on tender, and the incredible inflation in prices that happened as a result of this. Bonga Dlulane of Eyewitness News Team was monitoring the Zondo Commission today. Trevor White continued, Bonga.
Yes, John, and he just said now, the jaw-dropping testimony from him talking about Toshin Pandey and how he almost pocketed 26 million rand during the World Cup, where you said he would basically wait until the last minute when it comes to procurement services so he could charge high rates, inflated prices. And Mr. White basically saying that he had captured KwaZulu-Natal police in 2010 doing these tactics. And what's even more troubling, what's even more compelling that came out is that he had high lieutenants in the police who were with him in this scam, because they're getting paid, sometimes setting up shell companies, 500,000 to be deposited, and it belonged to the lieutenant general's boyfriend or girlfriend, so that in one later it doesn't seem like it's going directly to him, and that they'd have access to it later on. White saying that he had a 400-page dossier of that investigation and how police connected to Mr. Pandey tried as much as they can to stop the investigations into this, that there were auditors from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and they came up with all this information, John, all this money that was basically siphoned from the South African government through the police to Mr. Pandey and his cronies.
Is he done, or is there more to come?
There's more to come, John, because today he focused more on political heavyweights, including MECs and former MECs, rather, in KwaZulu-Natal. One of the most prominent ones was Mike Mabuyakulu and Peggy Kunyana, who both served as in the health MEC, and also one served in KwaZulu-Natal in the health department too, basically saying that what they realized, John, is that whenever money, or when it comes to tenders that related to supply of water purification or oxygen plant in KwaZulu-Natal, it always went through them in very nefarious ways. And also he told them how this government officials also would set up companies, and then they'd have a friend of theirs, and then he made an example of a company called Intaka, where they called us investigation amigos, because the person who was involved in that used to call everyone involved amigos. So they pay 1 million rand payment to it, and then it was marked as a donation to the ANC, John, but at the same time, it would never really reach those donations. It would disappear somewhere. 500,000 was paid to someone else who was connected to the ANC heavyweights, was connected to the police, and all this money at the same time was not going to where it was supposed to go. And they found that procurement procedures and also processes were being manipulated to make sure the companies they belonged to or they were connected to benefited in the millions, in the millions. So Judge Zondo wanted to get to the bottom of how all this was unfolding, and if anyone was ever prosecuted. But it seems, John, as everything goes when it comes to political investigations, because Nadal, the top people tried as much as they can to get to make the report or the investigation go away. But no one today, as we know, has been prosecuted. Even there is this court compelling evidence compiled by Trevor White and most people from PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yeah, I mean, there is a court case involving this Amigos matter, and originally Peggy Ngonyeni and Mike Mayakurle were on the charge sheet, but they've subsequently been dropped from that charge sheet. And again, that was done at the instigation of the head of the NPA in KwaZulu-Natal, who is implicated in state capture. So one hopes that it is a decision which is going to be revisited.
One hopes, John, especially now that Sharmila Batoy has taken over. But I think one of the things that also perplexed the judge was why court cases, as you mentioned here, with such huge political implications, also huge amounts of money, never really go anywhere. And then it comes to technicalities, John. It comes to exhausting the system as much as people can. It comes to people, you know, trying to use their lawyers and use their positions, because some of these people are still within ANC structures. They might not be in government anymore, but they're still quite influential within the ANC. So one thing that Trevor had said, Mr. White rather had said, is that they found a way to exhaust the system so much, delay investigation so much, that it frustrates people. Nothing ever gets done. But at the same time, there is evidence linking them all in how they've managed to manipulate the procurement processes of KwaZulu-Natal police so that they benefit. And remember, these are high-ranking officials. You talk about lieutenant generals, you're talking about people who are high up in police. So basically, as I say, that they know how to maneuver the system so that nothing ever gets back to them, despite having all this evidence, having all this paper trail that PricewaterhouseCoopers had come up with during their whole investigations, and how they're trying to intimidate them into killing the investigation. And they say that they have all that information, all in a dossier that's over 400 pages, but nothing yet, as you said again, has no resulted in conviction, which tells you a lot about South Africa's justice system and how politicians might get away with these sort of things.
Bonga Dlulane of Eyewitness News. Thank you very much.